Amanda Looney in Pocahontas, Arkansas. And Arkansas is not alone. Flooding impacted more than 100 highways in the St. Louis region. And elsewhere in the U.S., there's a streak of extreme weather from deadly tornadoes to spring blizzards. Let's bring in Brett Anderson, senior meteorologist for AccuWeather. And Brett, let's start with the flooding in the Midwest. What's going on there and what's the latest?
Yeah, we've had a series of storm systems moving through the region there, and what's been going on is the Gulf of Mexico has been unusually warm this spring. So with a warmer Gulf of Mexico, that's supplying additional moisture into these storms that are coming in off the Rockies. The other problem we also have is high pressure off the East Coast acting as a block. So these storms are moving easter and slowing down. So we're getting round after round of very heavy rainfall across the same region over the past week, and the result obviously has been significant flooding.
Is the worst yet to come, or is the worst of it over?
The worst is definitely over. Major pattern change actually undergoing as we get into this weekend. High pressure will be building in across the nation's midsection. So good news there. We're going to see a significant drying and may not see a drop of rain actually this weekend into at least Monday across those areas.
What about the severe weather that we're seeing right now? People in Atlanta reported a possible tornado. Mm-hmm. We do know that the area has seen heavy winds, but also in Texas, residents were hit with deadly tornadoes. What's going on with all of that?
Well, a lot of it's springtime. Tornado is not all that uncommon this time of year across Texas all the way into Georgia. So, again, nothing that terribly unusual. And once again, I'll go back to the Gulf of Mexico. Very warm, so that's supplying added humidity to the air. In order to get tornadoes, you need a few ingredients. You need high humidity. You also need some fairly strong storms, a storm system moving up from the west to meet up with that humidity. So we're seeing a lot of that over the past couple of weeks here, and the result has been an increase in tornadic activity, especially across the southern states.
We also saw a blizzard in the plains. Now, yeah. I can remember blizzards on May 1st. We're getting into May here, but it's still kind of unusual. It certainly feels too late for snow.
Yeah, it's not unusual in the Front Range of the Rockies and Denver and places like that.
Right.
But yeah, as you get farther east into the places such as Kansas, Nebraska, and those areas, lower elevation, it gets a little bit unusual as you get into early May to see wind and significant snowfall in those areas.
Any indications about what kind of summer this is going to be?
Yeah, I think we're looking at overall a very warm to hot summer across much of the nation, especially across the western half of the nation. I think in the east, it's still going to be warmer than normal, but we'll have opportunities for showers and thunderstorms, which should keep rainfall fairly close to normal.
That's Brett Anderson, senior meteorologist with AccuWeather. Brett, thank you.
You're welcome.